This is KCUR 89.3. When children are diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, stimulant medications like Ritalin are usually the first line of treatment. Doctors recently issued new guidelines that mostly upheld the role of those medications, but many experts argue that other effective treatment methods are being ignored. For KCUR 89.3, Alex Smith reports.
When 6-year-old Brody Knapp of Kansas City, Missouri, was diagnosed with ADHD last year, his father, Brett, was skeptical. He didn't want his son taking pills.
You hear of losing your child's personality, and they become a shell of themselves, and they're not that sparkling little kid that you love. And I didn't want to lose that with Brody because he is an amazing kid.
Brody's mother, Ashley, had other ideas. She's a school principal and has ADHD herself.
I was all for stimulants at the very, very beginning just because I know what they can do to help a kid who has a neurological issue such as ADHD.
More and more families have been facing the same dilemma. The incidence of ADHD has shot up in the last 2 decades, and now almost 1 in 10 children in the U.S. is diagnosed with it. For years, the official word in the debate about ADHD medications has been clear.
I want you to know that these medicines have been used for over 50 years, and when used by skilled people, they can be very safe and very effective. The goal is to get on the smallest amount of dose.
That's a video from St. Louis Children's Hospital. The new guidelines from the American Academy of Pediatrics recommend that when kids are diagnosed with ADHD, they also get screened for other mental illnesses. But the treatment recommendations remain mostly the same as previous guidelines. They advise that anyone 6 or older should start taking medication and get behavioral therapy as soon as they're diagnosed. Children 5 and younger should start with behavioral treatment first. But some experts are disappointed that the new rules don't call for starting with therapy first for kids over age 5, too.
I think it's a huge disservice to, you know, not just the children that we're trying to treat, but also the parents who prefer to have behavioral interventions.
Erica Coles is a psychology researcher at Florida International University. Her work examines behavioral treatments like parent training and school support. A 2016 study found that giving kids, parents, and teachers an 8-week training in behavioral techniques before starting medications led to fewer symptoms. Another study by Coles and other researchers published this summer found that a similar program of interventions actually reduced the amount of medication needed by many kids with ADHD. And 37% of kids getting that training didn't need medications at all.
So we really need to think about a more sort of global treatment perspective when it comes to treating kids with ADHD. And behavioral treatments do a much better job of addressing the domains of impairment that children with ADHD experience.
Fewer meds also means fewer side effects. Some kids have trouble sleeping, lose their appetite, experience personality changes, or even see decreased growth. And there's not much research on what it means to stay on these drugs for years. A member of the subcommittee that wrote the new guidelines says they reviewed the research on behavioral treatment first, but the evidence was not strong enough to change the guidelines. But the American Academy of Pediatrics, its critics, and other ADHD experts agree on one major point. Not nearly enough kids are currently getting the therapy they should.
It's certainly true that when you watch TV, you're not going to see a lot of commercials about behavioral treatments, but you very well may see some new ones about medication.
Carla Allen is a Children's Mercy psychologist in Kansas City who treats Brody Knapp. Only about 60% of kids in the U.S. with ADHD have ever had any behavioral treatment outside of school, compared with about 90% who get medication, according to a 2018 study. Andrea Cronus Toscano is the director of the Maryland ADHD program at the University of Maryland. She says there's a lack of qualified experts, but health coverage also plays a role. Uninsured kids are least likely to get any ADHD treatment. But among kids who have health care coverage, those with private insurance actually get behavioral treatment less often than kids on programs like Medicaid.
One of our studies showed that children on public assistance actually had greater access to some of our psychosocial treatments.
Cronus Toscano thinks this may help explain another surprising finding. Children from wealthier families less often get behavioral help than many lower-income families, even though kids from wealthier families more often get medication. A 2017 study by researchers at Boston University found the same thing. Cronus Toscano admits it's unclear exactly why this is, but she suspects it may have to do with poor mental health care coverage by many private insurers. Attitudes about treatment may play a role as well. Some groups, such as Latinos, are often skeptical about medications and tend to avoid using them. Ultimately, Cronus Toscano thinks one of the biggest challenges for ADHD experts may be simply cutting through the noise of drug ads and online misinformation about the condition.
But what we need to do is get our message beyond the scientific community to parents and teachers and pediatricians about the importance of making sure that children with ADHD are always getting behavioral therapy either alongside their medication or even prior to their medication.
But even when families do opt for behavioral treatment, it can be a lot more work than just popping a pill.
Okay, I'm going to give you a 10 count then. You ready? And go! One.
And it can be especially hard when parents themselves, like Ashley Knapp, have ADHD, a condition that can run in families. Ashley and Brett decided to start their son Brody out with behavioral treatment first. Ashley still uses the technique she learned to keep Brody on track with his chores.
Safe and steady, three.
Mommy?
Four. Five.
Like picking up his toys.
Six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Okay, how many legs did you get?
Ashley admits this took some getting used to. She says it felt like micromanaging.
It kind of put me out of my comfort zone a little bit because I don't like the idea that I have to continue to tell my kids or anybody what to do. I want them to be able to think for themselves and make those safe choices. But at this point, that's just not possible yet for Brody.
Shall we play some Legos?
You're this team.
Sweet.
And I this team.
They're okay. In a good place now, but they did decide to give Brody medication after a few months of behavioral treatment when Brody had a violent outburst. He now takes Concerta. His dad, Brett, says he's okay with his son taking pills now because doing those months of therapy first gave him a much better understanding of Brody's condition.
It's not necessarily for the child, it really is for the parent to realize, you know, what an ADHD kid looks like. From that perspective, I think it helped out greatly to kind of realize how I need to interact and how I need to talk and how I need to work with my child.
And Brett says he realized how valuable the right treatments started at the right time can be for children like his son. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.